and welcome to the Soul Business Success podcast show, Soul Aligned Strategies for Growing Sacred Soul Business Success. I'm your host, Kelly Vikings, known as the Divine Business Mentor. I believe the only way to successfully grow an online business is to merge soul, strategy, and spirituality. And this is a weekly podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs. It's for online business owners, coaches, creatives, and consultants. You will know that there is a better way. You're ready to experience soul-aligned success. And I'm here to show you how. Welcome back to the show. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time is. I hope that you are just enjoying life, because there is so much more, isn't there, to what we do and why we do our business and what our calling is. It's about living out our fullest life. And I genuinely believe that every phase, every level that we go through as entrepreneurs, it opens us up to a new level, a new way of being. So today's episode is all about breaking free. This is going to be getting you to think outside the box, getting you to step over that comfort zone and over the edge, and really helping you to up-level in a way that is just going to help you to be able to live that life of pure fulfillment and joy and abundance, which I believe everyone needs right now. It's that higher frequency of laughter, of pleasure, of all of those things, that stepping into the divine feminine and being gentle and compassionate. So breaking free, what does it mean? It's about why. Why continue to play small? Why hide away? And I know that there are many of you that are listening to this that are going, shit, that's me. It's about continuing to self-sabotage your path of soul business success. You know, stepping in your way, whether you're aware of it or not, subconsciously or consciously, quite often we actually stand in the way of our own success path. What I'm here to say is no more. And ironically, as we always do with starting our show, I actually pulled a card from Marina's amazing cards, the Akashic Oracle. And I was just like, firstly, it's the keys to unlocking your future. And one of the things that I really resonate when I'm reading all of Marina's cards, are they're all about stepping forwards. Even though they're working with the Akashic Records, a lot of them may be sort of sidestepping or stepping into the shadows maybe, but in a very gentle way that allows you and sets you up really for stepping forwards. And today's card is quite poignant because it's success, and it's a success anchor. And this is a card that's called Growth and Up Level, card number 14. So this is about quantum leaping your results by installing a success anchor into the Akashic Records. And again, this is something that I've worked with Marina. And if you haven't worked with Marina, I would genuinely say get in to see her. There's loads of ways of doing it, one-to-one, in a group scenario, in some of her programs. I'm not pitching, by the way, but there's so many ways to work with her. She is the best at what she does, without a doubt. And today's card, as I was saying, is you have chosen this card today. As your Akashic guides, they want you to acknowledge that there are successful outcomes available to you. Even if you're feeling down on your luck, okay, or frustrated or pissed off, you can choose to turn this around in literally a few moments. Manifesting. Okay, what we were looking to do is go beyond that quantum leaping. And it says here, one of the most effective ways to do this is to install a success anchor into your records. Tune into a result that you want to manifest. You know, like the frequency. And I work with crystals a lot of the time to anchor my success. Today, we're looking at anchoring your success into Akashic Records. Now, asking, as you imagine that you've actually had this success anchor in your body, asking what symbol, word, or colour does this represent? Now, quite often when I'm working with my success anchor, I often see yellow and most of the like beautiful Indian colours, like the beautiful ready oranges and reds and Egyptian blues and all of those gorgeous colours. You know, but see what you see for yourself and allow the object to appear in your mind's eye with the Akashic Guide support. For many of you that are listening, you know that I'm aphantasian, so I never see bugger all in my mind's eye. But I do kind of try and picture it, you know, and often I'm more than picturing it, I'm feeling it. So sense it if you're like me. Feel into this. And once you're activated, it's up to you to take that aligned action, as with anything you do in life or business or on your spiritual path, indeed. Like, nobody's going to do it for you. So take this movement for yourself. And actually, that's the point. I was talking on Threads, the new social media platform, which I, by the way, I absolutely love. And it's not another distraction. It's really quite cool and I really enjoy it. And one of the things I was saying is I'm fed up with hearing people moan and bitch and like negatively talk about their lives when it's up to them to turn it around and it's possible for each and every one of us. And this is what growth and up-leveling is, you know, and this is why it's important to anchor in your success anchor and really believe in this, feel into this, see it, move forwards with it. This is all about Akashic alignment. And the words that I want you to repeat after me when you really feel into how strong you feel about achieving anything that you desire, or even like today's show when we're talking about breaking free, I allow success to come my way. Repeat after me, I allow success to come my way. No more playing small. Step into full radiance and joy in abundance. I'm ending self-sabotage. I'm breaking my cycle. I allow success to come my way. How cool is that? I love starting the show with these. It is just beautiful. So, let's go in, shall we? Let's go deeper. And in fact, let's look at unveiling the shadows. Because ultimately, that's what playing small is all about. There are some real strong things that come up time and time again. And again, these are things that are going to knock you sideways. They're almost like the dirty monkey that sits on your back that tells you that you can't do these things, that you aren't good enough, that, you know, you haven't got the same as what everyone else has got. So therefore, how can you achieve it? And it's fucking ridiculous, frankly, because you have got everything that you need to take you beyond, to take you into your strength of power, to step into your divine feminine and gently but quietly succeed and succeed in any way that you desire. Because ultimately, what is success to you? And I want you to feel that you can achieve it in your own way, your own beautiful way. So playing small, what really gets in the way is fear of failure. That's the first thing. Taking those risks as entrepreneurs, doing the things that most people won't do and can't do because they're not prepared to unveil the shadows. They're not prepared to do the things that most people don't. They just don't go there. You know, for many, many years, my family would look at me and go, how do you become an entrepreneur? How do you know who's going to pay you monthly? Like, how do you know that you're going to succeed? And the fact is, you don't. But inside you, there's something that burns so fucking brightly. And it's that fire. I call it my femme fire, that passion, that sensuality and desire for something that is more than myself and goes beyond myself. It is my calling to create that impact, to create that legacy that I leave behind. It is doing those things like that in a new world that steps you apart from anyone else.
Proudly sponsoring the Soul Business Success podcast show. I'm Marina Beach, the Soul Alchemist. Akashic Record Master, teacher, and channel, who uses the potent etheric realms to clear karmic blocks and activates life and business breakthroughs. Creator of the Akashic Oracle, the keys to unlocking your future. Invest in your own Akashic Oracle cards by visiting my website, marinabeach.co.uk. These powerfully coded and illustrated cards reveal deep insights into your Akashic records across seven chambers, ranging from business to wealth, self-discovery, and vitality. Access your free masterclass at any time on my website, marinabeach.co.uk.
So allowing yourself to step into risk safely, knowingly, from a place of joy and excitement and alignment and desire. And you've got to step outside your comfort zone, because there's no point in sitting where you are. Because if you sit where you are, guess what? You're going to stay where you are. You're going to be like every other lemming. And I say that with respect, because most people just follow the path. They're lemmings. They don't get it. They don't understand the intricacies, the non-linear way of being an entrepreneur. They don't understand or know what it feels like to fucking fail, to land flat on our ass and have nothing but ourselves and a seed of hope and get back on it and try again. What holds people back, this fear of failing, is going to also hold them back, because they're not going to set these big desires, these big, hairy, audacious goals that, you know, if I just thought to myself, I just want to earn a couple of grand a month, and, you know, I just want to be able to be able to like have a business that pays my way, there isn't anything wrong with that if that's kind of what your ultimate desire and your ultimate goal is. But I'm encouraging you to fucking step beyond that, because there is so much more for you. There is so much more for you. I was talking to somebody the other week who said, I really need to earn some good money, and I'm good at what I do, but I'm working for somebody else as a, I don't know, like a subcontractor, if you like. And, you know, I've been doing this for a couple of years now, but I'm really pissed off. I'm bored. I'm fed up with working for the same person that doesn't have any integrity, doesn't have any moral guiding sort of principles, and basically fucks them about all the time. Excuse my language, but it's true. And I'm thinking, well, why are you still in that loop? Why are you still in that cycle? And then they went on to say that they're really crap at marketing, and they just don't do that. They don't put themselves out there enough. So who do you think is holding themselves back? Who do you think is playing small? I'm actually going to talk about this as well, the radiance key, I call it, that fear of stepping into joy and vitality and really getting yourself seen. So, like, I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But who do you think's holding themselves back? It's themselves. Because ultimately, if we're not good at doing a particular thing in our business, that is going to be a weakness. And we need to look at this. This is unveiling the shadows. Why? Why are you not so good at doing marketing? Do you genuinely not like it? Or is it through fear of being visible and being vulnerable and going out there and asking for sales and not winning, not getting the clients, not getting the business? And so therefore you play small and your goals are small. So you go, well, if I'm not going to do very many sales, I could only maybe do a program and maybe just get six in there, because that's a safe, comfortable number for me. And I get it, like when you first release a program, that's probably quite a nice, comfortable number, if I'm honest, to start with. But, you know, if you've been at the game for a few years, then expand. I mean, I'm asking you to think beyond where you are right now, okay? I'm asking you to feel into failure and actually walk with it. Use it as a guiding tool to get something bigger. Go beyond where you are right now. Set brave, bold, audacious goals that do feel a bit scary to you, but don't push you over the edge. What's the other thing, do you think? It is, you're right, it's lack of confidence. Self-confidence, doubt, your ability, feeling that you're undeserving of success. And why? Why do we allow our confidence to rock us? And I see this all the time. entrepreneurs that I even coach and mentor that I'm just going to do this because, you know, I feel a little bit like maybe that right now it's the best that I can do. I'm like, oh my God, do you not know how amazing you are? And it is our past. It is our state of energy and flow and vitality. It is our life force. It's feeling stuck. And all of these things are quite often because we're not doing the energy work. Okay. We're not going out there and we haven't increased a more resilient mindset of knowing if we don't get what we want, then it's time to move forward. And we have the decision. We either stop and we give up and we do something else, or we go with it again. And this constant putting yourself out there is needed. And this resilience within is needed to be a successful entrepreneur. Because not everything you put out works. Surprise, surprise. You know, and those that say, oh yeah, fucking everything I touch turns to gold. I'm sure it does. In fact, most of the stuff I do does. But there is stuff that doesn't. And that's the truth. That is the truth. So, lack of confidence. Work with your Akashic records. Work with the past. Work on your current state of energy and flow. And work on unstucking yourself. So you are able to step forwards, away from these shadows, away from everything that haunts you, and step forwards with confidence. Are you going to rock? Is your confidence going to fall? Are you going to falter? Probably. And that's the point, is knowing it, but just getting back up and trying again. The other thing is imposter syndrome. Again, this is something that I'm working with clients who I'm seeing this all the time. And it's one which, I'll be honest with you, I've not experienced myself particularly. And it upsets me sometimes because I see in people so much potential. And it's a shame when people don't see it themselves. It's a great shame. But this imposter syndrome that I'm talking about that keeps people from going out there and creating these big audacious goals and achieving their success, whatever that looks like, is because the imposter syndrome comes in and they feel like a fraud. Well, I'm not there yet, so I need to play here. Well, I'm not here, so I need to kind of stick where I feel comfortable. That is imposter syndrome. And what happens is when you feel a fraud, you discount your current accomplishments. You discount your experiences of life. You discount the investments that you made to get you to the point where you're at. And this is stopping you stepping into your true power. Imposter syndrome can feel like comparing yourself to others. And when you do compare yourself to others, there's an inner disappointment. So you're quite brutal with yourself. You attack yourself from within. And we've got to step into this more compassionate place of divine feminine, where we accept all of ourselves. We know that we might not be where we want to be, but my God, you know, we have everything, all the ingredients there to create it. And it's stepping into this role and doing so from a place of, yeah, again, it's knowing, it's trust, it's self-compassion and self-doubt. You know, that self-doubt, the seed that comes in, it comes in because it's scared. It's like physically scared. Like if I achieve these things for myself, you know, yeah, I might be scared of failing, but I'm also equally scared of succeeding because what does that look like for me? Again, I'm going to talk to you about that, ending that self-sabotage cycle. But it steps in the way and all of these things keep you small. And they might be subconscious things that you do, the decisions, the granular decisions that you make on a day-by-day basis, but they add up to your longer goals, your longer achievements. You know, I'm going to ask you a question and I want you to really, like, are you going to stay playing small or are you ready? Are you really ready to get out there and achieve whatever it is that you desire? Because I want you to achieve. And I want you to know that whatever you need is within you. No more fear of failure, no more lack of confidence, and no more self-sabotage. Let's do this. Let's break free of everything, every friggin' thing that holds you back. The next thing is radiance. It is hiding away. Who here listening right now, consciously or maybe not consciously, they hide away. And this radiance key is so important for us as entrepreneurs, because if people don't see us, if they don't feel into our energy, if they don't know who we are and what we do, yeah, you've got it. They're not going to come to you for business. They're not going to feel trust, that connection with trust. They're not going to feel confident in you and your services. So what's here? What's standing in the way of you breaking free from your radiance key? Why are you hiding away? What is stopping you? And the three things that come up for me here are fear of judgment, perfectionism, and imposter syndrome again. That imposter syndrome comes back again and again and again in different ways. It is a dirty monkey. It's hiding away, and it's like, it comes like a little, yeah, like a little critter, and it's like, argh. We don't often see it. Fear of judgment turns up like worrying about criticism and what other people are saying, other people's boring and quite often self-imposed and triggering negativity, other people's rejection, your own sense of rejection, like what's my sister going to think? What's my brother going to think? What are my family going to think? What is my husband going to think? What is my wife going to... Stop thinking. Fear of being vulnerable. When we're putting ourselves out there, where fear comes in at a deep cellular level, because we're scared of showing our vulnerabilities. We're scared of showing who we really are. And we're scared of being judged. And do you know what happens when we're scared of being judged? We freeze. We go into paralyzed mode and we don't do anything. And we don't do the things that we really want to do because we're too friggin' scared. This lower state, this lower vibration, this is what I talk about in my Frequency Codes, which is my brand new product. And it literally is 8 codes centered around some of the things that we've been talking about to break free, to end these cycles of just constant, boring, old, stagnant, bullshit energy that isn't serving us. So think about these things that are literally, they're stopping you. They're putting you into freeze mode and you're not doing anything. And perfectionism, how does that show up? Because you feel that absolutely everything has to be right in your business. You feel that you have to have reached a certain point before you launch a product or a service. Because you feel that you shouldn't invest in yourself until you've done a particular thing. Because you're scared because everyone else has done it and, you know, they haven't always had the results. Do you know why they haven't had the results? Are they ready like you? Or are you just getting in your way again? This fear of perfectionism, it limits you. It limits your progress and it definitely limits your growth. I remember being told, I can't remember who from, but it is something I do all the time. I can't remember who. They said to me, build a plane in the sky. Like literally, as you do things, put them out with the universe, see who's there, and then build your thing, whatever it is, from the sky as you go along. Encourage people to help support you to build it. And that's not perfectionism. I mean, the thing hasn't even been built yet. And you're going out there and you're selling and you're working with people to create something that is aligned and right for them. You can do that. You can absolutely do that. In fact, I've made lots and lots of money creating programs and courses in that way. I haven't had to build the whole thing and record like 20 zillion videos. Some people, they have to have everything all there because there's this seed of perfectionism that runs through the whole maybe corporate body or their whole masculine sense of being, the divine masculine. That is perfectionism. I must do things right. It is also childhood of scared of not getting things as parents had hoped for because of the projections that were put on them as a child. Let go of this, break free of this, do things in a way that feels more natural and in flow and enjoy things not being quite right. I quite like it sometimes when I mess up and I have to apologise because it shows I'm actually quite human. Imposter syndrome steps in the way because it's old energy, right? It's old beliefs, it's old experiences, like I was saying, those childhood experiences, and it impacts you. It creates self-doubt, a reluctance to show up, and it's that sometimes this, you know, I called it the dirty monkey, but it's this that comes in the way, and it creates you to feel like maybe you're a fraud. Fear of stopping you chasing your dreams because you feel like you're not worthy, you feel like you're being fraud, that you're a hypocrite and you're not good enough. And all those things are bullshit. They are bullshit because they are the things that come from the shadows of who you are. But you know what? It's a voice, it's a narrative, it's an old narrative. And I'm going to say to you again, the frequency codes, they are the way to help support you through an advanced, and it is a modality that is done within minutes, but it creates lasting, lasting change. It is the frequency codes that got me from this old stagnant energy, this feeling of guilt and unworthiness and feeling like I wasn't the expert, I was being judged and I was earning smaller amounts of numbers, putting an upper ceiling on things, self-sabotaging my success, all the things that I'm sharing with you, and literally the frequency codes changed my life. That and the work that I do with the energy, the ascension chakras, is life-changing.
My name is Tim Wild. I run Tim Wild Practical Ascension, and I am a very proud sponsor of Kelly Vikings and her amazing new podcast series, Soul Business Success. My job here is to anchor light in, find out where we're going, what we're doing on this planet. And you can find out a little bit more about me on my website, www.timwild.com, or Facebook, Tim Wild Practical Ascension, and I'm there on YouTube as well.
Breaking these cycles is so important to ending our own destruction, our own path of self-sabotage. Fear of success, you know, so when I'm talking about fear of failing, some of us are equally scared of success as we grow and scale our business. We're like, oh my God, how is this going to feel bringing in a 20 grand, a 40 grand, a 60 grand a month? Like, how is it going to feel? In our subconscious, there are beliefs and concerns about how success will look. And it comes at us just as it does on those lower levels where we're doubting ourselves. We can sometimes also hold the fear of success. It can change our relationships being successful because we're constantly up-leveling and growing. It can change our identity, how we feel about ourselves, the boundaries we place on our own energy and our own sense of identity. It can constantly, whether it's unconscious or not, it can constantly create this loop. It's all about undermining your success when you step into this to keep you small. And that is what fear of success is. It's about undermining your success, knowing that, you know, you don't really know how it's going to look, how it's going to impact your world. So you just, it's like those granular decisions. You just keep playing small because you're just scared. You're scared of what is over the other side of success. Like, how is that going to look for you? Think about it. How is it going to look for you? And the next thing with when we're breaking our cycles in this respect is self-worth, and really stepping into a powerful place of self-worth and stop limiting our beliefs. I mean, how many of you have deep-rooted beliefs that stem from your childlike state? You know, we talk about transactional analysis. I have a really good friend of mine, Sonia Davies, who is so experienced at working with the child state. And, you know, a lot of coaches like Lucy Power, another really good friend of mine, who is also a transactional analysis. She coaches and she mentors it. She teaches you to become a practitioner, but also how to self-coach. And one of the things that I love about working on our childhood state is we give ourselves permission to step into who we are. Our fullest power, self-fulfilling our prophecies of like all this old stagnant bullshit is not going to help you to move forward. It isn't going to help you to break free. Like having your dad's voice of being like, you know, cross and angry with you because you didn't achieve this as a child. This isn't my family. I'm just giving you examples of just stuff. You know, having your mum in your ear who is jealous maybe of your success or your energy as a child, still in your ear, not wanting you to achieve those things. doubt from your siblings, you know, that the arguments that you had as a child, because you were told to keep small, like you were maybe the last child, and through that whole process you were taught that you had to just fit in with everyone else, when all those things are just, yeah, you're self-fulfilling a prophecy. Like, it's time to take out all these things that stand in your way, that are self-sabotaging your success, and make choices that are right and aligned for you. The final thing in today's show is comfort zone. How do we step above it? How do we step out of fear, this lower third dimensional or even lower frequency? This is the thing, stepping out of fear and stepping into our fifth dimensional way of living. This place of centered, honored, confidence, beautiful divine joy, connection, trust, faith, and real acceptance of everything that you are. How do you step into this? Well, you have to go through stepping outside of your comfort zone, and you have to go through and beyond that fear of change or the unknown. You have to be strong enough to maybe work with the triggers and the shadows, whether that's through the energy work, another plug, frequency codes, make sure you book them with me one-to-one, or alternatively, you know, it's about working with somebody that is a coach, like a transactional analysis coach, who's going to take you back to your childhood state and create a new link, a new thought pattern, a new belief system. Because creating self-sabotaging beliefs, you know, they're going to have an impact on your daily thoughts, your granular decisions. They're going to have an impact on how you show up in your world. They're going to have an impact on the action that you take. So when you step into your masculine, but also they're going to have an impact on when you step into your feminine, so the flow and the gentleness of being able to create this lovely, like, ebb and flow of success for yourself. And this is what we want for any soul business, right? Is to just enjoy the journey and to be able to be who you are, to be able to confidently come out as you are visibly, and to be able to do it in a way that nothing holds you back. Now that is breaking free. And that is what I want for all of my clients and for all of those that are listening today. Make that commitment to yourself. I'm no longer playing small. I'm no longer giving permission to anything in my past to keep me stuck or hiding away. I'm no longer going to be angry or cross at myself or sabotage myself. I love all of me. I love who I am, every single part of me. And I'm good enough. I'm good enough to walk a path and to achieve everything I desire. Soul business success. Thank you for listening to today's show.
Thank you for listening to Soul Business Success. I would love for you to come back and listen to some more. So make sure you have rated, reviewed, and subscribed to my show, Soul Business Success. And whilst you're there, this is an invitation to come and join me and other entrepreneurs just like you in Soul Business Success, the free Facebook community. Hope to see you soon.